Well, welcome back to our program, Fair Hope Hospice Presents. My guests today are Kim Anderson, and she is the nurse manager at Fairfield Medical Center of the fifth floor, which includes the palliative care unit. Welcome back, Kim.
Hi, Denise. Thanks.
And Rick Schneider, our community education coordinator for Fair Hope Hospice and Palliative Care. Welcome back, Rick.
It's always good to be here, Denise.
One of the things we had talked about with Kim was really Fairfield Medical Center has developed a very nice mission and vision statement. So I think we're going to review that as we start our second part of the program.
Right. The mission statement for the palliative care program is to improve the quality of life for those in our community suffering from progressive life-limiting diseases. Along the similar lines, our vision statement for the palliative care program is to make the palliative care unit available to all who would benefit in Fairfield County as well as our surrounding counties.
Yes, and I know probably most of your patients are from Fairfield County, but that's a good thing to bring up that really that you do have people that visit the medical center from surrounding areas.
Right, right. We have, you know, all of our surrounding areas, and actually we've had people that have just been visiting from out of state even who have been on the unit. So it's our primary focus is our own community, but really it's for anyone who has the need.
Right. Well, Kim, one of the things I think that's real interesting, you know, most often when I'm explaining things in the community, people say, well, how would that actually benefit me? So as we think about the palliative unit and palliative care in our community, how would that benefit others?
I think it benefits the patient as it can benefit the patient for symptom management, comfort care, and I think it benefits the family too. We do a lot of patient teaching. They see us providing for the patient, making the patient more comfortable, and also to help teach them to try to help the patient while they're in the hospital or after discharge.
Sure. I think that's you know, pretty important. And as you look at all these things, it really increases and improves the quality of life, which is, you know, oftentimes we've said, you know, we can't add days to people's lives, but we can certainly add quality and comfort. And that's what you're really trying to achieve.
You know, I've spent, as volunteer, hospice volunteer, I found out that when the spouse or whoever's involved the caregiving learns what to do, it's such a relief for them. They're now a part of helping with the illness. They're not just an idle bystander, and it is very important for them just to learn different procedures and different things to do.
Yeah, and a lot of times we're able to put patients' family in touch with different community resources that can help them at home, also help provide spiritual support and answer just any type of questions the patient or family has. And you're right, it just kind of helps them feel put at ease that they're doing everything that they can for the patient to help them be more comfortable.
You mentioned that, you know, you really help with spiritual support. How do you help people with that?
We contact, you know, if they have their own chaplain or clergy, we contact the patient's clergy. We have a volunteer chaplain that can come in at any time, as well as our own chaplain. And I know hospice a lot of times will help us out when we need your chaplain to come over. So we really take the cue from the patient and, you know, assess what they need and put them in contact with whoever we can.
And I think, you know, as you talk about the spiritual component, you're really looking at the whole person, not just the illness.
Right.
It sounds like, you know, you're looking at family, you're looking at spirituality. And sometimes, you know, one of the things that, you know, you also do is to help with stresses of the illness. So I'm sure you're looking at a lot of psychosocial needs as well.
Right. And sometimes even just talking with a chaplain, you know, will help relieve some of the stressors of that.
Sure.
So that can conversation can really impact several different areas.
Yeah, Carl's our chaplain. I don't know if I can use his pun, but he's such a blessing.
He
is just such a good person to have on staff, and he thoroughly enjoys, he lives what he does, and it's he is a good benefit for everybody.
Right.
You know? And then when you talk about spirituality, it's really respecting everyone's, you know, spirituality, but some people just think, you know, you're talking about religion, but it's culture, it's religious beliefs. Really having that respect for everyone, but just seeing, you know, what we can do, like you said, everything is individualized, what you can do to really make it comfortable for that patient and family.
Yeah, and even if it's, you know, coming in to maybe give communion to the patient, but then also to the rest of the family.
Sure.
We have a lot of non-denominational type activities that can go on. So we do take the lead from the patient and family and respect that and try to honor that as much as we can for them. And you know, put them in contact with people in our own area if their chaplain or clergy person isn't able to come in.
Mm-hmm.
you know, when you talked about community resources, you know, it sounds like you're also just really planning ahead, trying to, you know, line people up, let them know what kind of things they might need. Mm-hmm. And I think, like you said, that teaching and education is so important.
Right. We do a lot of consults with hospice, mm-hmm. You know, and so you guys follow up with them after discharge or, you know, possibly even going to the Pickering House after discharge if needed from the hospital, or even just getting different durable medical equipment at their homes to help mm-hmm. them, their patient, their family members give better care when they get home to make it easier.
You know, we're talking, I've been asked quite a few times if we are a part of the hospital. We're not. We're just very good friends.
Right, right.
We work back and forth, but we're not related.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's such a, just wonderful to work with you folks and back and forth, and it's a beautiful relationship, but we are freestanding by ourselves.
Right. I think people were worried when, you know, palliative care was at the hospital and the Pickering House opened, what would happen. But like you said, it's just we work well together. Mm-hmm. I think we complement each other. When, you know, one needs something, the other one's there. And so I think that it's been a blessing since the Pickering House has opened.
Has.
And it's really helped us out a lot, too, to even teaching staff. We have the quarterly in-services where the hospice staff comes, gives the nursing staff and social workers and whoever wants to attend. Last time the people from the community were invited on different areas from symptom management to pharmacology, and we're going to set our calendar up for this year too. So it's mm-hmm. we just work well together.
Absolutely, and mm-hmm. we're very pleased with that. And like you said, we're reaching out to really educate the professionals in the hospital and in the community so that they understand what we're doing and how unique this care is and what the specialized needs of these patients that have life-limiting mm-hmm. illnesses. Because mm-hmm. sometimes we may use medications. A lot of times I know one of the things can we do, you know, in palliative care and hospice is we may use one medicine that'll help a couple symptoms so that there's less medicines,
mm-hmm.
you know, and just because it's, sometimes people just get tired of taking medicine. So what can we do to make it easier for the families, make it easier for the patients? But still, you know, make sure that they have quality of life, their symptoms are controlled and things
right.
like
yeah.
that.
That's what people don't realize. Palliative care, hospice actually in many cases makes life better because everything is organized. Things are put in a row. You know, medicine is reduced if it's not necessary. And families learn how to care for their family member, you mm-hmm. know, and it just really is for a bad situation a good thing.
Yeah.
You know, it really is.
Well, who is on the palliative care team at Fairfield Medical Center?
Well, the physician is on the team, of course, and like we've talked before, it doesn't need to be a special physician. Any physician can admit patients to the palliative care unit or have a consultant on the case as well. The registered nurse is a part of the palliative care team, and majority of our staff on the whole fifth floor med-surg unit is trained on palliative care.
Yeah, that's great.
So we have try to keep same staff back there, but it does vary some, but all the staff are trained in palliative care, as well as the nursing assistants have been too and have taken classes.
Mm-hmm.
Have case managers that help out with the case, and as well as a discharge planner who helps with the patient after discharge, whether they need the follow-up with for equipment or hospice or any place else. And like we talked before, the chaplain is on the team. And we also have bereavement counselors if needed. And I know a lot of times we look to hospice to help out in those situations. And sometimes we even have bereavement counselors come in for our own staff
right.
Yeah. if needed. So we use some of those services for ourselves.
Sure.
Also have a recreational therapist. Mm-hmm. She's back there every day, Colleen, and she really helps out a lot on the unit and thinks of things that maybe someone wouldn't think of. Just mm-hmm. thinks of the special things, tries to help out wherever she's needed. And then you guys are our partners on the team, of course, with Fairhope Hospice and Palliative Care. And, you know, we just all work together. That probably isn't an inclusive list of everyone's on the team because it varies and fluctuates.
Sure.
You know, sometimes we have dietitians on the team if, mm-hmm. if patients are having problems with their nutritional needs, and even a diabetic educator
sure.
if they're having problems.
Even like a dietitian, nutritionist, sometimes how do you prepare the food? Do you puree it or
Right.
Little things you wouldn't think of.
Right, know, yeah. It, what type of diet, and like you said, if it needs to be pureed or blended, or if they are on a tube feeding, they might have some special needs then.
I remember I had a patient, and he liked steak, and I think we did something pureed of some sort, and more or less like a steak pudding, but he loved it. I mean, he could eat it, and it was just... Yeah, it's just one of those little things.
We have even gone to over the hill to Kroger's to get a steak for a patient and his wife. I think it was an anniversary, and did the whole candlelight dinner for them.
Wow.
The little things that, you know, hopefully help make the difference
they
and make lasting memories.
It is. I mean, it's just such a specialized care that you provide in the palliative care unit at Fairfield Medical Center. I think, you know, we've heard, you know, so many good things about it. And it because, like you said, we are partners, and a lot of patients do come to us, and they're very complimentary of the care. So it's just nice to have that type of care in this community that people see that, and that the hospital sees that that's important. So that's fabulous. I know one time we had one of our music therapists had come to the Fairfield Medical Center and spent some time in the palliative unit with a patient and family. And that, you know, that there's just all these other things, like you said, pet therapy, other things that the hospital allows to look at the whole person and, you know, what makes that person feel better and really makes them, you know, really deal with their illness and some of the things they're going through. It gives them pleasure, right?
Yeah. Yes.
It really does. They're still alive, and we help any way we can for them to enjoy life. So, and that's what you folks do.
Yeah.
So. Well, I want to thank Kim Anderson for being here, Fairfield Medical Center, Palliative Care Unit, fifth floor nurse manager. And I guess if anyone has any questions, they could call the medical center. How would they get in touch with someone?
You can call the palliative care unit directly, which is 687-8584, or you can call myself, again, Kim Anderson, and my number is 687-8566, and we can get you in touch with whoever is needed, or you can as well just call the general hospital number, too. So,
and the switchboard
can direct you.
Yeah. Good. And I want to thank Rick Schneider, our community education coordinator, for being with us this morning.
I always enjoy it. And I was just thinking, when you were reading that vision statement, I always wonder what the vision statement would be for, like, an optometrist. Our vision is for 2020.
Yep.
I guess that's another show.
We'll have to get on that, okay? Okay, right.
Yeah, good vision statement.
Well, we want to thank you for listening to our program, Fairhope Hospice Presents Today. And remember, celebrate life.